The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life, a life savings company for your journey to and through retirement.
Storm Amy has left quite a lot of devastation in her wake. Carl Nolan of the Irish Weather Channel is with us. Morning, Carl.
A very good morning, Anton.
Carl, let's start with where we're what we're facing into for the rest of the morning before we get to what effect Amy had. We've been downgraded to yellow.
We've been downgraded to yellow. At the moment, there are still some very strong gusts of wind across the country, typically between about 80 kilometres per hour inland and then around about 100 kilometres per hour still along the west and north coast in particular. So still remaining quite windy, strong enough that if there are still any kind of loose trees, they might still come down. So still a need to be cautious, even though many parts have been lifted from that status yellow weather warning, apart from the west and northwest, of course. And accompanying that strong wind at the moment, there are some outbreaks of pretty heavy rain, it must be said, especially so across parts of North Leinster through much of Connacht and into South Ulster. Some localised spot flooding still possible here, with again another 20 millimetres or so still possible through that particular band of rain.
And in terms of what's going to follow then, what does it look like for tomorrow and for the start of next week?
Well, I suppose thankfully it's an improvement. That improvement starts through the afternoon this evening and through the evening. We see those winds begin to moderate and more in the way of sunshine developing. Into tomorrow, a ridge of high pressure is expected to develop for tomorrow. So a mostly dry day to come tomorrow. Some good sunshine, variable amounts of cloud and winds thankfully moderating at that point. Similar conditions on Monday. We're still under the influence of that ridge of high pressure. So a generally settled picture is expected. Some showers possible, especially so for parts of the west and northwest, but generally dry in the east and south of the country. As we get into Tuesday, there's a little bit of a weak weather front pushes across. That brings some outbreaks of rain, but thankfully then high pressure looks like building in and settling down across the country for the remainder of the week. So certainly an improvement in conditions ahead this coming week.
And for this morning then, as people are starting their day, what kind of damage, what kind of devastation has Amy left?
Well, I suppose Amy certainly did leave quite a lot of damage across the country. I think at its peak, close to 200,000 customers were without power across the islands. And certainly, as we've seen, there has been quite a number of trees brought down, transport disruption right the way across the country at various stages, flight diversions had occurred as well. And of course, the tragic fatality of that man in Donegal as well. So Amy really certainly has left its mark across the country. A particularly strong storm, it must be said, for this time of the year. And if we look, I suppose, at the, if we look at the figures behind Amy, let's say wind speeds of up to 148, 149 kilometres per hour, which is the strongest gust of wind ever recorded in the month of October here in Ireland. And certainly so when we look at the depth of the low pressure system itself, I think it got down at its lowest point to 944 hectopascals, which is a new record as well for both Ireland and Britain as well, in terms of just how deep that area of low pressure got. So certainly it was record breaking in some regards.
And which areas were worst hit?
The worst affected areas certainly seem to be parts of the west into parts of the Midlands as well. And certainly, I think Donegal, County Derry, and then into North Antrim. These areas certainly saw the brunt of it in terms of the strongest winds. Now, in terms of some of the disruption, power outages, I think it was areas that are a little bit farther inland. And that's quite typical, I suppose, because around our coast, we're so used to storms that trees and structures, let's say, they're a little bit more accustomed, they're a little bit more robust to these kind of winds. Whereas inland, we don't typically expect to see winds above about 100 kilometres an hour or so. So those structures, they're not quite as robust, they're not tested as much. And as a consequence, then when we see storms like Amy come along, especially at this time of the year where we have extra foliage and we had quite a lot of heavy rain in advance of the storm, we then have a tendency to see greater impacts.
Oh, the extra foliage means more wind resistance, so it's more likely to take down the tree, is that it?
It certainly does, yeah. It basically acts as a giant sail, really, if you can imagine it. If you're a sailboat and you put up your sail, it catches the wind. It's a similar kind of scenario with trees then as well at this time of the year. We still had about 80%, I suppose, of foliage on the trees as we went into yesterday with Storm Amy. And as a consequence of that, then it just adds that extra bit of drag. So the wind has more, I suppose, to latch onto. And as a consequence, then it's weakened and can very often come down.
And of course, we have the predicted delays in transport. I think 115 flights cancelled, 18 diverted, with delays at Dublin, Shannon, Cork and Knock airports. There's also been an impact on Irish Rail services. And Barry Kenny of Irish Rail is actually going to be on our news panel in a couple of minutes, so we can get from Barry what the latest implications are for Irish Rail. Can I ask, Cahill, there is a... My sense is that the weather through until this point has been unseasonably warm. and unseasonably mild for September and early October. Am I right in that?
You will be right in that. Certainly temperatures so far this particular autumn, they are running a little bit above average. We had one brief cooler spell. There was a couple of nights here, certainly in the Midlands, that we had a little bit of grass frost. But then, of course, it was followed by very pleasant days. It is a little bit cooler, I would suppose, this coming week, especially so as we get towards the end of the week as high pressure builds in across us and we see that extra little bit of sunshine during the day. Clear skies, of course, this time of the year means that we will get some ground frost again towards the end of the week. So cooling down a little bit, but certainly so far this autumn, it looks like conditions have been that little bit milder. Generally speaking, it's certainly been wetter as well. Its rainfall totals are running well above average, especially so across parts of the southwest and west of the country. Quite a lot of rivers were overflowing yesterday. We were on the scene, let's say, capturing some of Storm Amy over in Belmuddled, and certainly on our way there, we noticed that a lot of rivers, especially through parts of Roscommon into Galway and Mayo, were certainly overflowing at that point in time. So I suppose the good weather coming this week, the higher pressure, will certainly help to improve that, especially so before we go into the winter season, which is typically when we see most of our flooding.
Now, Carl, if people want to hunt you down to get more info, where do they find you?
They certainly can. I suppose you can go to our Facebook, but we also have a new Patreon service as well that has just launched. So if you go onto Patreon and you look up Ireland's Weather Channel, you'll be able to find all our information there and our studio weather forecasts as well.
Gentleman scholar, Carl. Thank you very much, Carl Nolan of Irish Weather Channel.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.